Just the two of us. We can make it if we try. Just the two of us. You and I.
Hey! Welcome to the Daily Fantasy Live Podcast. It's Wednesday. It's Chris Towers and Heath Cummings. Unfortunately, Mike McClure not able to join us. We were having some, I don't even know if it's like, does that count as technical difficulties?
We just
couldn't get his microphone working.
We don't know how to do that.
Yeah, it's not really technical difficulty so much as like we're not 100% sure how to make his computer work remotely.
Yeah, I think we're having skill difficulties.
Yeah.
Okay.
But we will have a typical show, just the two of us, though. Mike will send us his top five pitchers. We'll get his Dong Chasers pick. We'll get his lineup in. But Heath, I want to start with, I think, the most exciting pitcher.
The most exciting pitcher.
What? Actually, he's not available to choose, is he?
You,
Jameson Taillon, not available for FanDuel players, right?
I believe that is correct.
Yeah, it is correct. That is disappointing.
I'm sure he's available on DraftKings.
We are talking about, I would say, the best pitching prospect left in the minors. I know he's not as highly ranked as Tyler Glasnow. He's not as highly ranked as Lucas Giolito.
Jameson Taillon is $8,900 on DraftKings.
$8,900 on DraftKings.
That's too much. No point.
Going against the Mets in his major league debut.
Right.
You don't want any interest. You don't have any want any interest in him, right?
Not at $8,900, no.
Okay. I mean, we're looking at a guy, 2014 season, didn't pitch because of Tommy John surgery. He was supposed to come back in 2015 in the minors. Had a hernia issue, had hernia surgery, wasn't able to pitch last season. Comes back, doesn't pitch for 2 years, and absolutely dominates AAA. 2.04 ERA, 61 strikeouts to 6 walks.
Yeah.
I think he's the best pitching prospect left in the minors.
I mean, it'd be difficult to say that he's definitively better than Tyler Glasnow.
Sure.
But he's definitely on that level.
Okay. But at $8,900 on DraftKings, not available on FanDuel.
Too expensive.
Would you play the Mets against him?
No, I'm not looking to play the Mets against them, but my favorite pitcher is the pitcher going against him.
That would be Noah Syndergaard.
Yes.
Going against the Pirates. The Pirates
are good.
Good, yeah.
Yeah, they're very good offensively, but there's not a perfect situation. Despite the fact we have like 18 aces pitching tonight, there's not a perfect situation.
Yeah, I mean, I guess we can start out with the truly elite 10,000 plus pitchers you've got.
Can we make it to 9,500 and above? Because I feel like those two guys belong in the same class.
Okay. We'll throw out, I guess, give me your top three among this group.
I would go with Thor number one.
Okay.
I think Yu Darvish is number two.
Yu Darvish going against Houston. He's made, what, two starts?
Made two starts, got 12 strikeouts and 10 and two-thirds. Should be working his way up on innings. Astros strike out a lot. Doug Fister's the opposing pitcher. And then my number three is Max Scherzer.
Okay, Max Scherzer going against the Chicago White Sox in U.S. Cellular Field.
Which is bad.
Yeah.
But this has been a little bit of a debate within the DFS community. I don't know if you've missed this on Twitter or not today.
Okay.
But our good friend Kevin Roth had tweeted out basically there was a cold front moving in the north and in the Atlantic.
Okay.
And lower temperatures equals less runs.
Sure. But that's probably only true to an extent, right? Like, how low are the temperatures we're talking about here?
It's in the 60s. It's really interesting, though, because Jonathan Bales actually tweeted something out after that showing the correlation between team home runs and temperature.
Okay.
And it is, it's pretty much a straight line.
Okay.
Down. The colder it gets, the less home runs there are, period.
Okay. That would be good for Max Scherzer because the only Achilles heel in his game is the fact that he gives up the fact that he gives up home runs.
Right. And so there's a significant difference between 60 degrees and 80 degrees. The other thing is, if it's cold in Chicago for the time of year, what direction do you think the wind's blowing? In from the north, which is in from center at the cell.
If you say so, man.
So
I legitimately do not know what direction U.S. Cellular Field. I will plead ignorance on that one.
I think that Wrigley and the Cell both face that direction, because whenever it's cold at Wrigley, the wind's blowing in.
Okay.
Anyway, that really mitigates some of the negative park factor for Scherzer in this matchup. If there's a 10-mile-an-hour wind blowing in, yep, and it's 60 degrees, I'm not too worried about him getting bombed.
Yeah. I do want to point out, nice little synchronicity here. Mike's not here.
Right.
But you guys do agree on the top three pitchers. He has Noah Syndergaard, Yu Darvish, and Max Scherzer. Now the question is, are those your top three pitchers overall?
Yes.
Okay. What percentage of Thor will you have?
I would say maybe only 30%.
Okay.
30 to 33%.
I will if you go on CBSSports.com, probably later today, maybe tomorrow.
Okay.
I've got a story that I'm working on that's analyzing pitch, not even like success, but just the whiff rates on various pitches.
Uh-huh.
And Noah Syndergaard's in like the top 15 percentile in every single pitch he throws.
That's a positive.
His slider is the best pitch in baseball in terms of whiff rate, but he's also, his fastball, his curveball, like, it's ridiculous how hard this guy is to hit. And that, you know, I think doesn't necessarily make him the best pitcher in baseball, but it's certainly put him close to the discussion this season.
Right.
And, you know, the other guy, he doesn't have the best matchup out of the top four or the top six, but he doesn't have the worst either. I would say Madison Bumgarner.
Yes.
Has the worst, but he does have a great park shift.
David Price?
What's that?
Oh, you're talking about...
David Price, sorry. Yes. David Price has a great park shift. Madison Bumgarner also pitching in AT&T Park. Problem is they're going against each other.
Yeah, I'm not touching either one of them.
That's probably the right way to go. I guess you'd probably rather play...
Price,
because the Giants' offense isn't as good as
the Giants' offense isn't as good, and Price is priced as if he's pitching in more difficult parks.
Okay. What do you think of Carlos Carrasco tonight?
I'm not really that excited about using him.
Okay, you were excited about him last time.
I may have been excited.
I think so.
No, I wasn't, because he has an 80-pitch limit against the Royals.
I think that was on Thursday, wasn't it?
And I said that he might last 3 2/3 against the Royals' offense.
No.
Yeah.
No.
And then I tweeted out, I told you he might last 3 2/3.
I distinctly remember you saying that he might get 10 strikeouts in 5 innings.
Yeah, I think that that is incorrect.
So you're not a fan of Carlos Carrasco tonight against Seattle?
No. I think Carrasco is going to be a very good pitcher this year.
Okay.
But here we go. June 2nd, there's the tweet.
Yeah, I can't.
You're not going to read it.
Well, I just can't see it.
I told C Towers and Mike 5754 on DF Live that 80 pitches should get Carlos Carrasco roughly through 3 2/3 against this lineup.
He went 5.
Yeah, he went 5. I was wrong.
There you go.
Yes.
But we still expect him to be on a pitch count?
Yeah, I would think. They've been pretty cautious with him. Maybe he's up to 90 now.
Okay. There is a big drop-off after Carlos Carrasco, both in price, and I think at least on the next couple of guys in terms of talent, I think there are some good $8,000 to $7,000 pitchers.
Then you should talk about them, because I don't like any of them.
You don't like any of them?
No.
None of them?
None.
I don't understand that.
I mean, I like Kenta Maeda.
Yes, Kenta Maeda is the one specifically that I like.
I'm not sure how effective that slider is going to be against Cargo and Blackman.
Okay. That's fair. That's his only good pitch.
Now, we should mention that Maeda's faced this Rockies lineup once at Coors, mm-hmm, and had 55 fantasy points.
That's pretty good.
That is very good.
We think the Coors offense is significantly worse on the road.
They are.
Yeah, I kind of like Maeda, and Mike has him in his top 5 as well.
Okay.
But he is 5th.
See, I hadn't actually put together a 4th and 5th. He might have made my top 5.
Okay.
And then the win potential for Jaime Garcia is extremely high.
Going against
Big Pasta.
Big Pasta, Alfredo Simon in Cincinnati. He's on the road. But
I mean, we're talking about the second best offense against right-handed pitchers. against arguably the worst right-handed pitcher in the big leagues.
Okay.
With a major park factor bump.
Yeah.
This may be the best non-course setup for an offense this season.
Yeah. Yeah, this is a pretty good place. So, yeah, looking at the rest of the pitchers, it's hard to get excited, but there are a couple in the day slate. If you're playing the day slate, Drew Pomeranz against the Braves.
Yeah, those games have already started.
Okay.
They're going on right now.
Sure.
I don't think it would do us any good to give advice on those games.
Well, we'd sound really smart, though.
Maybe.
So you're not going to play any of the other pitchers?
Like I said, I will probably play around 30% of the three that I talked about in my top three, and then maybe 10% of one other guy like Maeda or Garcia, just depending on how things look at the end of the afternoon.
Okay. There should be a lot of stacks then.
Oh, there's a lot of stacks. There's three that I really like.
And St. Louis, obviously, number one.
St. Louis is quite clearly number one. Matt Carpenter is probably the top play of the day.
Okay.
Jahani Peralta, if he stays, $2,000, will be the only shortstop that I play.
I think I saw he's probably going to bat sixth against righties.
That's
and
okay.
Fifth against lefties. Just throwing it out there.
2 to 3 at-bats against Alfredo Simon is like 5 against anybody else.
Probably not true, but I like the enthusiasm.
Okay, thank you.
Matt Adams at first base.
He is a BVP All-Star.
Yeah.
So, yes, you could play Matt Adams if you wanted to.
Grichuk, Piscotty, Holiday.
Yeah. Aledmys.
Aledmys Diaz.
Yachty is only 2,500, I think.
It's a good matchup.
Yeah.
Anybody in the Cardinals is in play.
Absolutely.
Who's your second and third favorite stacks?
My third favorite is actually the Marlins.
Yeah.
Against Ricky Nolasco. And I didn't do that just for you. I actually like them. I think at some point, Giancarlo's not going to go over. So hopefully.
Mike's not here.
Yes.
So I can't be trolled today. Although you will, I'm sure. Giancarlo Stanton yesterday went 0 for 5.
That's correct.
He missed a home run by a foot. He had 2 of the 7 hardest hit baseballs in MLB last season.
Yeah,
in terms of exit velocity, he's this close.
Yeah, if he was playing horseshoes, man,
I am holding my fingers.
Would have been a good night for horseshoes.
I am holding my fingers 2 inches apart.
Yeah,
because that is how close he is.
That's how close he gets to sliders.
Luckily, Ricky Nolasco's slider's not good.
That's true. Okay, and then my second favorite.
Well, look, Justin Bour.
Derek Dietrich,
Christian Yelich, who's in a bit of a slump right now.
Yeah. Ricky Nolasco is a slump buster.
Yeah, those are the four guys you would probably want to play out of that stack.
Yes.
But also Marcell Ozuna, who always has dong potential.
Any Marlin, basically, except for Danny Echevarria.
Missed a home run by like 3 feet yesterday.
Yes. If you could just give the
Marlins would have won yesterday if it was horseshoes.
Yes. My second favorite is actually
grenades.
The Yankees.
Okay.
Yankee Stadium's not a good place to pitch.
No.
It's a really bad place for a fly ball pitcher with an 83-mile-an-hour heater to pitch.
Yeah.
And the Yankees' offense isn't good, so they're cheap. But there are a couple of guys that have been very good this year. One of them is future Hall of Famer Carlos Beltran.
Well, I actually found that the Yankees weren't that cheap to stack
Well,
today.
Beltran's not cheap. But I think Ellsbury and Gardner aren't they?
Beltran's 39, Ellsbury's 37, Gardner's 35. Those guys aren't that
They're
cheap.
Average.
Sure, but yeah.
It's much cheaper than the Cardinals stack.
Sure.
But
like a Marlins stack would be much cheaper.
Yeah, but they're not as good. Beltran has the 6th highest home ISO in the major leagues this season.
Okay.
The weirdest thing as we get ready to transition into PvP is Beltran has only seen Jared Weaver, only has 6 plate appearances against Weaver in his whole career.
Okay.
Like, both those guys have been around forever.
Yeah, I guess
he's only faced
been
him 6
in
times.
The NL.
Now, he donged twice.
It's pretty good.
So, yeah, he'd still qualify. But, yeah, I was surprised at his lack of plate appearances against Jared Weaver. that does not, like, I'm going to play a lot of him.
I will point out, Beltran has the 11th lowest average home run distance in baseball.
That's a good thing he doesn't have to hit the ball far.
And last season, he had the 10th lowest of the last 5 years amongst players with at least 18 home runs.
So what you're saying is he's doing a good job taking advantage of his park.
Yeah, it's a good thing that he plays in Fenway or Yankee Stadium.
Yes.
Do you have any other stacks that you might want to play?
Well, I mean, there's lots of other stacks that you could consider. Those are pretty far and away my favorite three.
Okay.
But I think you could absolutely stack, if you wanted a cheap stack, the Athletics against Chase Anderson.
Okay.
Or let's see the Dodgers lineup.
Okay.
And maybe do like a Kike Hernandez, Justin Turner, right-handed Dodgers stack against Chris Rusin.
Okay.
That's probably about it for me.
Let's talk about James Shields. That would not be a cheap stack with the Nationals. Now, you did say the wind is blowing in and the weather's colder, but
right.
James Shields has been pretty homer friendly.
He's been very homer prone. He was also, except for that very last start, having a pretty nice year. He had a 3.06 ERA.
Sure.
His strikeouts were down as we expected, but until that last start, the home runs were down too.
Yeah, but the walk rate was also not there. The home runs have been a problem for him over the last 2 years. I'm not.
Year and 2 months.
Sure.
Okay.
And he's always been a relatively high home run guy. He's always been close to one home run per
night. I don't think Bryce Harper or Daniel Murphy are bad plays.
Okay.
I don't think the Nationals are on the same level as most of the other.
Okay. Anthony Rendon back down to 3,300.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
Anthony red hot. Well, he had gone 0-for-5 in the previous game.
Okay.
Doesn't make any sense.
Right.
Anthony Rendon's a good player.
Right.
Heath.
Are you ready for some BVP?
You messed it up. Do you have any BVP for us?
I was trying to do something different.
Mike's not here. We don't have to worry about his criticism.
Okay. I wanted you to be involved in the BVP section. So we have a BVP pitcher.
Thank you.
I knew you'd be excited about
that. I'm going to pay attention now.
The Houston Astros, collectively, have around 70 plate appearances against Yu Darvish.
Okay.
They have an OPS well under 700 and a strikeout rate of 33% against Yu.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. They strike out 25% of the time against everyone. Darvish is a strikeout pitcher.
Yes.
So I think I would expect him to have...
Believe he has
plus.
The highest career strikeout rate in baseball history.
Yeah, that might go up tonight.
Maybe.
Salvador Perez is the BVP catcher.
Okay.
And the Royals have had some success against Chris Tillman. Perez is 3-for-11 with a dong.
Can we just talk about the like extremely lukewarm, not at all interested or excited manner in which he defended Yordano? Like. Machado runs up to him, and Salvador gets there, and he's just kind of like, eh. Like, the body language kind of says, like, well, Yo does deserve it.
I didn't see that. First base. You're not the only person that thinks that. Joey Votto has had a lot of success against Jaime Garcia.
5 home runs in his last 14 days.
So he's also red hot. He's got a 3.43 average and a 9.67 OPS in 42 plate appearances.
That's
against Jaime Garcia.
It's weird.
Robinson Cano,
lefty
5
lefty.
Yeah, 5-for-11 with a dong against Carlos Carrasco.
Okay.
Alex Rodriguez is one of the few Yankees that has seen a lot of Jared Weaver. And who knows? Those could have happened a long time ago. But he's 11-for-29 with 5 dongs against Jared Weaver.
Pretty good.
Not a great night for BVP if you're looking for a shortstop. Marcus Semien is the one that I'm going to go with. He's 2-for-2 with 2 doubles off Chase Anderson. Pretty
great.
Much owns him.
Terrific.
Carlos Beltran, seen Jared Weaver 6 times, donged twice. Colby Rasmus has been very good against Yu Darvish. 7-for-15 with a dong.
Interesting strategy there.
Why?
Playing a batter against the pitcher that you're
well,
playing?
I figure Darvish is going to give up probably 2 runs, solo
okay.
dongs to Rasmus,
okay.
and strike out 15.
Okay.
And then finishing it off with some more interesting strategy, Avisail Garcia.
Okay.
Has hit a dong off of Max Scherzer before.
Okay.
So he was the only BVP outfielder that was below 2,600 today.
All right.
So just to recap, because I know you're really interested, you, Sal, Votto, Cano, Rodriguez, Semien, Rasmus, Beltran, Garcia. Also, I will be making another attempt. I've tried to do this many times. I want to build a lineup that is a sentence. And
is a what?
A sentence.
Oh, okay.
I've never been able to do it, but I'm thinking possibly with you at the start of the top, then I will have a shot.
Okay.
I'm not doing it on the show.
You didn't do it.
Like, I will be tweeting it out tonight if I accomplish it. I've never been able to do it.
Okay. Okay. It is Mike's turn to pick his dong chaser, which is good. It was good. It was a good decision of him by him to get a dong on Tuesday, knowing he wouldn't be here.
Right.
Because that way he gets first pick. And he takes Nomar Mazara.
Yeah, Mike really likes Nomar Mazara a lot.
Nomar Mazara is, he leads baseball in average home run distance.
Yeah?
At, I think, 427 feet.
He just hasn't hit very many, right?
He's got 10.
Okay.
He hasn't hit any against lefties, I think.
Right.
But he doesn't have a lefty on the mound tonight, so that's fine. Heath?
Yes.
What's your dong chaser's pick?
I'm going to go with Giancarlo.
Yeah, you're a jerk.
He's only $3,000, and we all know...
More expensive than he was yesterday.
Yeah,
You're paying a premium
lower
for a bad hitter.
That's because he's more due.
You're paying premium for a bad hitter.
He's $900 less than Carlos Beltran.
Yeah.
And that's probably appropriate.
He's due.
Will Giancarlo Stanton hit as many career home runs as Carlos Beltran?
What's Beltran at?
410. 415.
And I would guess Stanton's right around 150. 50 maybe more?
Yeah, I would say somewhere around there.
Okay.
So he needs about 200, 250 more, somewhere in that range?
Yeah, he'll probably get there. I don't know.
I'm assuming, thankfully he already has that long contract. If it wasn't, I'm not sure if he would make it or not. He has 193 already.
Yeah, he's definitely
He needs 220
more. He's 28?
What's that?
Yeah, he's going to get there.
At his current pace... This season, it would take him a while.
Wow. Okay, I'm up.
Yeah.
I'm going to go. I know the weather's not favorable.
Yeah?
I know he didn't come through for me yesterday.
Yeah?
Bryce Harper against James Shields. Come on, he's got to take him deep.
Has Bryce Harper seen the best changeup in baseball yet?
Yeah, they've faced Jeremy Hellickson.
Very nice.
I don't tell any lies.
Did Mike send a lineup?
Mike did send a lineup, actually.
Great.
Mike's lineup probably going to be pretty, well, I don't know. He's got a guy who might be actually, like, retired.
Okay.
Noah Syndergaard is his starting pitcher. He's got Brian McCann at catcher. And then things go a little off the rails because he's got Prince Fielder.
Prince Fielder?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, I know Doug Fister's not good, but...
Neither is Prince Fielder.
Doug Fister isn't a necromancer.
Although I can't say too much about Prince Fielder because I also have a player in my lineup that's hitting below the Mendoza line this season.
I should never have said that I wasn't going to get trolled just because Mike's not here, because I know you.
Right. I'm the ultimate troll.
Okay, so Mike, Noah Syndergaard, Brian McCann, Prince Fielder, Rougned Odor, Alex Rodriguez, Johnny Peralta, Jacoby Ellsbury, Brett Gardner, and Nomar Mazara. So a lot of the same things we talked about earlier.
Right. Did he have the Rangers as one of his favorite stacks again?
He did not give a stack.
We
but
did
I
not
would assume
mention
so.
Them.
He usually does pick the Rangers.
He likes the Rangers a lot. I've got Thor,
yep.
Brian McCann,
okay.
Justin Bour, Derek Dietrich, Matt Carpenter, Jahani Peralta, Carlos Beltran, Kike Hernandez, and Jordan Carlos Stanton.
Okay. I've got a very similar lineup, but I went with a cheaper pitcher so that I could pay up in the outfield. So I've got Kenta Maeda, Brian McCann, Justin Bour, Rougned Odor, Matt Carpenter, Johnny Peralta, in my outfield, Bryce Harper, Giancarlo Stanton, Mike Trout, the three best outfielders in baseball.
That's ridiculous. Okay. If you want to defend Giancarlo Stanton and say maybe he will bounce back and become Chris Davis again.
Bryce Harper hasn't been one of the three best outfielders in baseball either this season.
And on DraftKings, we want a DraftKings lineup?
Sure.
Let's go DraftKings lineup. I got Price and Syndergaard in my DraftKings lineup.
That's pretty good.
Yadi Molina.
Okay.
Justin Bour. Jurickson and Profar. Justin Turner. Alcides Escobar. Kike Hernandez. Carlos Beltran. And Jacoby Ellsbury.
Sounds good.
I think it will be.
I hope we win tonight.
Lots of Cardinals and Yankees.
And it's the key to victory. And Giancarlo Dongs. This is like, this is bad because like I feel myself like conflicted because I want him Dong.
Yeah.
But I don't want good things to happen to you.
Right. You would be very upset. You need him to Dong the day that I stop playing him.
Yeah, definitely.
Which would probably be Saturday. Like if he doesn't Dong tonight, I'm playing him tomorrow. That's been determined already.
I look forward to it, and we will not be back on Thursday. We will be back on Friday. Hopefully, we will be able to have Mike remotely, but we will be back on Friday. Thanks for listening. We'll see you then.